Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks to Steve Kuhner for stopping by. We got to talk some Falcons, even though it's the bye weekend. We will. We're going to get into some more college football conversation because the Dogs have to rebound, regroup, and hand it to Kentucky this weekend. That is their next opponent. We'll dive into that as well. But before we get to that, Mike, I guess that some people want to continue this discussion that we've been having all week. We have not. We have moved on. We have turned the page. We have closed the book. But I just want to address it because, as Mike put out there earlier this week, and it became a big topic of conversation on our show because Chipper Jones responded about comparison that was made to our current manager and now former manager, Brian Snicker, and, of course, Bobby Cox. But I just want to say, man, like, everybody out there, guys are hitting us up. Man, y'all are the best. We know. Y'all crush it. We know. Y'all are the best station. We know. But we don't have to address a lot of this stuff because at the end of the day, man, at some point, Mike, it gets childish. It
right.
just does.
Look, man, I'm happy to create content for other stations and they want to talk about me here in town, but we're above that because we destroy people that do sports talk in our time slot, and that's documented. So, again, I said what I said about Bobby Cox's legacy. I've already talked about it. I tried to get Chipper to come on our airwaves. Chipper has been on our airwaves. He's been on our show.
Multiple times.
I don't know what Chipper... Why he said he has never been on our station, because he has. But again, it was a comment which I thought was, you know, I thought it was fair, you know, to say that, you know, Snicker did more with less. And this is after I praised Snicker. It wasn't like the first thing that out of my mouth.
Yeah.
After Brian Snicker announced that he was going to resign and step down as Braves manager. And I just said, look, you know, he never had the resources that Bobby did. Because the idea is, as I said, who are you going to compare him to? You know, compare him to Tony La Russa? You're going to compare him to Joe Torre? You know, you compare him to the guy that, you know, had the success, you know, before him. You know, there was a manager in between, but I thought it was a fair comparison. And because Chipper came up with Bobby Cox and his organization, that Bobby was a GM, drafted him, I understand the connection there. And guys, we all love Bobby Cox. It was never personal. Chipper couldn't understand that it wasn't personal. We're talking about what happened on the baseball field. And, you know, he decided to continue his beef with me, and that's fine. That's his prerogative. Again, I think when you're going to call people names, and somebody in a gentlemanly fashion offers you the opportunity to come on our station and discuss what you don't like about what I said, you take that opportunity. Chipper chose not to. Again, his prerogative. But as I said on the air, I thought it was a fair comparison and a conversation about the legacy of you know, what Snicker was and what he did compared to a guy that had more resources and was around longer and only also brought home one World Series. But again, Chipper's entitled to his opinion. We're the number one sports talk show in town. We got the best listeners in town. And there's other folks that all they do is take shots because they're terrible at what they do, and that's all they've got.
With that said, a couple of things I want to let you know in regards to one is the NFL, and then one is just pop culture. Lamar Jackson ruled out for the Ravens game on Sunday versus the Texans, Mike. So Ravens are 1-3. Starting 1-4, if they were to lose this game, certainly puts a dash in their Super Bowl hopes. It's a big deal. They're already banged up, but we were talking about this earlier, potentially for some of these guys that we were talking about may or may not be available Sunday. It is Lamar Jackson. It is official. He has been ruled out. Here's the pop culture thing. Sean Diddy Combs gets 4 years in prison today. The sentencing was today. And Diddy gets 4 years and for the case involving sex workers and violence. A lot of people thought he was going to get time served and walk out today. He did not. Now, he also didn't get the 11 years they were asking for,
right.
But Diddy is going to jail for 4 more years.
We had talked about this in Guy Talk a couple of times. This is even before Day Day was producing our show. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff might be unseemly to you, but as Carl and I said, if you got consenting adults involved, it seemed like it was, you know, a little strange for some, but it was legal. But they felt the other way, and certainly the jury did, and the judge has ruled, and now 4 years. I thought Pete Diddy really did think he was going to walk out of court today.
I did, too. I did, too. He's 55 now. So, look.
I thought they overcharged to a degree. They did walk some of the stuff back right before the proceedings began. But either way, 4 years is 4 years.
It is, man. It is. Now, again, don't want to dive in too hard on this. I don't know if that means, you know, he could get out in two. Who knows? I haven't looked at all this. It's just breaking that he got 4 years today. So that's something that a lot of folks around the country have been talking about, what was going to happen in that case. Meanwhile, Mike, let's talk some football. Let's talk about the Falcons, man. After the first 4 weeks, we're 2-2. A couple of things. The defense has shown the most consistency. However, the offense finally displayed their explosive nature against the Commanders. This is what they can be. I don't know if they'll be that every week. But as we talk about the first 4 weeks, the most consistent thing has been what? The defense?
Bijan Robinson.
Gotcha.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the Carolina game, if you know, he called an outlier, he still probably could have had a better day, you know, than most running backs, even in that losing effort. But Bijan, to me, has been number one. I think that the defense as a whole, you know, some of its parts, because some days one guy pops, another day another guy pops. Some guys felt our linebacker core was a little bit below. I disagree. I think, you know, now I know it doesn't count when you're this close to getting an interception or this close to getting the quarterback on the ground. That's week one with Baker Mayfield and just last week with a Divine Diablo. But I think the defense has been great. I think they're coming into their own. I think there's a video I just retweeted that a dude named Trayshawn put up there, and it shows Jalen Walker basically looking like everything he did in his prime at UGA, breaking down, coming down the line, and nearly destroying the running back right after the handoff with Mariota. This is from last Sunday. So the defense is only getting better. Ulbrich will have more confidence. You get A.J. Terrell back, presumably 100% in time for Buffalo. So I'm feeling pretty good about this. Now, yeah, it's daunting with Josh Allen, but I think the defense is better. But Bijan is the number one. We know what he is, but now he's on a national level. Everybody's aware.
All right, here's some other things that stand out to us. In a bye week, guys, hopefully the guys get rested. They come back, and, Mike, we go on a little bit of a tear. It was great to go into the bye week with a win. Here's the thing, though. We get a real test on that Monday night game. And if you beat the Bills at home, then you're going to grab the attention of a lot of folks around the country who say, oh, that's the Falcon team that we thought we were getting, not the one that didn't look the part, especially against Carolina, and didn't score any points. But the other thing that's jumped out at us is the production of Kyle Pitts. Mike, he's playing with confidence. He's having a strong start to the season. He's got to build on this, but also he can't throw the ball to himself. He's got to be throwing the football, but 20 receptions on 24 targets. Guys, this dude's not dropping the ball. When he's thrown to, Kyle Pitts is making catches, even if it's for 5-6 yards. And, Mike, he's got 205 yards and a touchdown already. This is a good start for him.
I think he could have 3 touchdowns. We've talked about looking at some of that 22 film where you see the whole field. And sometimes, look, Penix has got a lot of options, including Drake London. But Pitts is having the season we've all wanted. You know, the first year, 1,000 yards to Matt Ryan, just 1 touchdown. To be that red zone weapon, if we're talking about 8 to 9 touchdowns by the end of the season.
Yes.
And then it's funny because, guys, it's we've had so many discussions about Kyle Pitts when we interviewed him. Because, again, unlike other people, when we say things, we'll say it to their face. But we talked about it with Kyle Pitts, and we said, hey, man, are your ears burning? Because we've been talking a lot about you and, you know, do you love the game and all that stuff. He's, you know, whether he was feeling, I don't know, a little disenfranchised because of, you know, some bad quarterback play. Also, a year and a half of his time here, he wasn't 100% with a knee injury. But now this is everything you wanted Pitts to be, to where now we have listeners hitting us up on the text line saying, well, how do you re-sign Pitts? Mm. Like, well, you and I were saying that might be a good problem to have. You know, if he gets up to where he's, I mean, the linchpin in the offense that he always should be, because I don't think Mooney's 100%. That's an interesting conversation. But, man, eventually we're going to run out of loot because we've drafted really well the last couple of years.
Yeah, no
doubt. And Drake still has got to get his deal.
This is true. One other thing that jumps out at us, and again, just talking about the first 4 games, guys, this is not what our season will be, but we hope some of these things that they can build on. It's the defensive rookies, right? It's Xavier Watts. It's Billy Bowman. Watts has two picks. Bowman has one. Watts has 23 tackles already this season. He's one of the leading tacklers for the squad. And then you talk about Pierce with two tackles, a half sack, Jalen Walker with 10 tackles and a sack. It's the rookies. And if they continue to grow like we're watching them grow here, by week 10, what's this look like, Mike? How much better are these guys? Because by then, we're not talking about Watts and Billy Bowman being rookies back there anymore. We're talking about these guys being, you know, having almost a full season under their belt. I just feel like there's nothing that substitutes playing time. Playing these guys early, getting them in. What are we waiting on? Get them out there.
And that's one of the things, you know, we talked about it doing the shows up at Hooters this summer after camp. You know, Watts we didn't get to see as much of because he had some lingering injuries. But Bowman we loved, and now Watts, as you said, defensive, you know, NFC rookie so far of the month. Because he makes plays. He's a ball hawk. He had, he had more interceptions than anybody his last two seasons at Notre Dame. So now you're seeing that. You get a healthy A.J. Terrell combined with the pass rush. Look, this was always going to be the first four or five games, including Buffalo, we always felt, can we be 3-2? Maybe 2-3? Not sure. Never thought we'd be 0-2 in the division. I don't think anybody expected us to lose to Carolina. That's in the rear view. Now you're getting healthy. And the other thing, remember how much you and I don't think it was unwarranted. There was legitimate beef about Elijah Wilkinson.
It was.
Because he was the third option at right tackle. But I think he's done a hell of a job, too.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, with the Falcons off this Sunday, we have a triple header right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It starts at 9:15. That's right, early Sunday morning football. It's great. Get up, get your coffee, whatever you do, and watch the Vikings take on the Broncos in London. After that, it's Cowboys at Jets. That's an interesting game, by the way, because the Cowboys' defense is bad, and the Jets may get their first victory of the season, followed by the Lions at Bengals. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. Three big NFL games all day this Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We talked about, you know, the rushing numbers. Now, I know that sometimes because I don't care how, you know, Bijan, you know, gets to like 2,000 or 1,800 yards from scrimmage.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
And last week it was over 100 yards receiving the ball.
Yeah, he's off to a tremendous start, man. Best running back in the league. I said it 2 weeks ago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's where I'm at. And I love Saquon and Derrick Henry right now. Seems like he got a fumbling problem. I don't know what's going on there. But the versatility of what Christian McCaffrey showed you last night is exactly what Bijan brings to this offense. And that's why he's so going to be so dominant. All right, we're coming back. Why will the Dogs win tomorrow? We're going to hear Kirby Smart talk about how the loss against Bama has been motivating his squad. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.